products available.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in here. This will be the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. We are originating almost the entire show from the Silver Summit. I'm sitting here with my buddy David Morgan, the silver guru. In my opinion, he likes to disagree with me, but he's wrong. He is the best in the world. David, thank you so much.
Well, it's good to be with you. Thank you.
And there's nothing more you can say, correct?
Well, ask me a question. I'm ready to go.
Let's talk about the Silver Summit first. You know, you and I have been coming over here for probably a dozen years since the first one. I think this is one of the most interesting shows of all of the investment conferences. This one has a lot of personality.
Well, I went back, you know, many years ago, and it was myself and Ray DeMott, who was the CEO of Sterling Mining at the time, and we were on the phone, and I said, you know, we really ought to start some kind of silver-only venue.
Yeah.
And Ray was all for it, and the first year we went into Coeur d'Alene, had, I think it was 112 people, took one room out of the hotel, and it was well attended. And what I mean by well attended, 112 people doesn't sound like much.
Yeah.
But you had Australians, you had people from Ecuador, South America, France, Germany. I mean, this 112 people was a global presence at the first Silver Summit. And as you said, of course, I'm biased. I thought
sure.
up this whole thing along
yeah.
with somebody else.
Sure.
That this was going to be a forum for the silver bugs.
Exactly.
And it is. And it continues to grow every year. I think I don't think we've reached the maximum, but we're in the 1,000-person range or so now.
Oh, there's no question about that. You know, the thing that I found interesting, I was not at the first Silver Summit, but I was at the second one. And I remember Shauna and David were kind enough to put us up at a hotel in Wallace, which is a very, very interesting city, and got up the next morning and went out to the lobby, and there's probably a dozen people sitting out there. I got involved in the conversation with them, being the talkative individual that I am. David, there were people from Australia, the United Kingdom, Chicago, New York. I mean, talk about an international audience of very interesting people, interested people, I guess I should say. I mean, that's when I realized these guys are for real.
The silver story permeates the globe, obviously, and there's people that go to great lengths to get
yep.
to this kind of a forum.
Oh, exactly. And silver bugs are very, very, very enthusiastic people, to say the least. Now, let's talk a little bit about silver. It is, on our particular forum, which I encourage you guys to continue to take part in, we probably get somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000 comments a week, and I would say probably 60% of those are dealing with silver. Right now, the predictions are somewhat gloom and doom for silver, not among my listeners, but among some of the pundits. Some of the pundits, Clive Bond, for example, is calling for $20 an ounce silver. David, I got to tell you, I don't see it.
Well, I don't rule out anything when it comes to silver.
You can't rule out
anything. No, I think 26 is probably about it. We'll have to wait and see. One thing I'm very strong in my belief, and that's that the silver market is far from its, you know, ultimate top. Until we get this global financial system straightened out one way or another,
yeah.
there's going to be pressure on the metals to the upside. And anything that gets ahead of itself, and silver did momentarily, going from 25 to 50 after the announcement of QE2,
totally
it's going to take time to back and fill and
yeah.
go up again, but it will.
Now, we have a very important meeting coming up on Sunday in, you know, regarding the European situation. Will Greece get bailed out? Will Greece not get bailed out? If, in fact, the money is basically spent on assisting Greece, what will the conditions be, et cetera, and what will that do to the value of the euro? Now, a lot of people are saying, well, the euro is going to collapse, not necessarily collapse, but decline significantly in value. Consequently, the dollar is going to go up in value. Consequently, when the dollar goes up as much as some people are predicting, they're saying the metals are going to go down. I have a hard time believing that, David. And again, I agree with you. You know, who knows?
I actually pretty much buy into that scenario, not, you know, that it isn't making a fundamental case for gold and silver stronger, because it is, but on a very temporary, short-term basis, I think, yeah, you might see more money moving in the currencies. You got to remember that the currency markets are so vast relative to what the size of the gold and silver markets are, that there's a lot of scared money out there, and the only place they really can move in size without moving the market is into the currency system. So the perception that, okay, things are okay, or we're going to get through or muddle through or whatever, can lift those markets against each other from time to time, and I actually think that's probably the case on a, again, on a short-term basis.
As usual, I agree with you 100%. You know, Jack Crooks is going to be joining the program here in the fourth segment. Jack is a very well-known currency guy who's involved with Dr. Martin Weiss at Weiss Research. And chatting with Jack earlier in the week, he was saying that he feels, in spite of the fact that, yes, he is predicting additional strength in the U.S. dollar because of the European situation, but he's saying, you know what? Anybody who discounts precious metals is crazy as an investment of last resort. You and I have been talking about that for 15 years.
Sure.
What are you telling your subscribers to do right now?
Ease into the market, build some cash. If you're not invested, get your position started. The values are really undervalued, but they could go lower. So plan a strategy. The best thing to do is accumulate during this time frame. You don't want to be so scared that you're scared into not taking any action. Take action, but plan it like a long-distance runner. Plan to go, you know, these several miles, and that means, you know, buy month after month after month. It may be 3 months, it may be 4 months, it may be six. I don't know for
right,
sure.
Right.
But it's the time to accumulate, not the time to shy away.
Let's talk a little bit about the theory that once the situation in Europe is sorted out, a lot of my listeners anyway, are, and I agree with them, are saying then the focus is going to be on the United States. And, you know, you look at the numbers, David, that came out, for example, last Thursday. The employment numbers were bad. The misery index, consumer confidence, was terrible, and on and on and on. I think we're just waiting for a very big shoe to drop here in the United States.
Yeah, I agree. It's been the reserve currency of the world for a very long time. It's the confidence level is only because the euro is worse. And as you said, once that's resolved one way or the other, more focus will come on the U.S. dollar and what the real problems are. And I agree. I think you're going to see further deterioration throughout not only what the dollar's value is, but what the true economic conditions are in the United States. I mean, if you look at it from, say, 1965, the Kennedy era till now, basically people have, on a real basis, not earned more money. In other words, their living standards gone down. Now, they've earned more dollars. The amount has gone up, but the purchasing power has gone down. They haven't made any real gains. That's the average. There's exceptions to that, of course.
You know, the question that I have right now, I mean, my standard of living has improved, but it's got nothing to do with anything other than some very, very hard work on my part. But the question I have is, I think the real wild card here is mainland China. The Chinese are not such large buyers as they are of gold and silver because they're stupid. There has to be a motive behind what they're doing. And I think, you know, if you look at what the Chinese are doing, that tells the whole story, and it does nothing but add credence to what you're saying, Dave.
Well, they've got their own problems internally. I was more bullish on China than I am currently, because all things ebb and flow, and there's always growing pains with anything. But they've got a lot of, you know, structures made, these cities to nowhere. There's 64 million apartments built that have no one in them. That's twice the population of Canada. I mean, they've got some real serious problems. The people know from generation to generation that gold and silver hold up against any regime, no matter what takes place. So certainly there's a built-in consciousness, if you will, for the Asian culture to accumulate precious metals, and that continues.
Yeah, it does. Tell us a little bit about the Morgan Report.
Yeah, it's easy to get to. It's a web-based business. Silver-investor.com is one way, or themorganreport.com is another way. I have a YouTube channel called Silver Guru. I have a Twitter channel called Silver Guru 22. Get on the Twitter feed. I put up those myself, usually, or one of my staff, on what the best economic reports to read are. They're usually gold and silver, but sometimes they're just the economic conditions of the euro, or, you know, interesting stuff. This is stuff that I have read that I think if you want to stay in tune with the global economy, you ought to be reading it as well.
There you have it. The Silver Guru, David Morgan. Stick around. The gal's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Most of this program, seven of the eight segments anyway, that's most of it, are originating here from Spokane, Washington. We're at the Silver Summit. Got to admit, Mr. Silver Investor David Morgan is a really, really interesting man. I've got another very interesting guy with me right now, Greg McCoach. Greg is very, very insightful, has a great newsletter called The Mining Speculator. I don't play golf with Greg anymore because he generally kicks my you-know-what, but he's a good friend. Greg, in the first segment, we talked with David Morgan about basically macro issues. We talked about silver. We talked about gold, et cetera. But what most of our listeners are really interested in right now is, okay, what's the direction of the mining stocks? Now, my portfolio, which I just checked yesterday before I flew over here, we're down about 30%. What's your outlook for the mining sector?
Yeah, in the short term, obviously, we're in a brutal time frame that's, I think, going to get actually a little bit worse before it gets better. I'm telling my subscribers to just stay the course, okay? You can't get panicked and sell at these low levels, all right? What we're going to probably experience in the next few months is a heavy tax loss selling season. You have a lot of investor fatigue with the juniors. You have a lot of people who have been holding stocks for quite some time are getting tired. I think this year, some years are worse than others for tax loss selling. I think this year is going to be a bad one. So our mining stocks are probably going to dip even lower here between now and the end of the year. After that, I think, you know, things will start to become buoyant again. I'm sure that precious metal prices are going to be rocketing to a new high within this time frame. So I think after the tax loss selling season's over with the higher metal prices, the events of QE3 in place, I think the mining stocks come back, you know, first quarter and into second quarter next year.
Well, here's an interesting question. I talk about the fact that I think that the decoupling that's existing between price of the metals and the mining stocks, my comment a few months ago was I think that that decoupling is going to eliminate itself. Now, I've had listeners as recently as last week say, "Ha, Corlin, you were wrong." You know, the decoupling is very definitely still there. I guess it is. You know, I mean, you look at paper, you certainly can't dispute numbers.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, I still feel very, very comfortable in mining stocks.
Absolutely. You know, for me, my mantra, like I said earlier, was own the physical precious metals as your ultimate bank account. That should be your bank money, because banks are very risky at this point to keep U.S. dollars or Canadian dollars or European dollars in any of those banks. They're all in trouble, right? And these problems are going to start to come out. But also the combination of owning the physical metals and the combination of owning the quality precious metal junior mining stocks to me makes the most sense. You have to stay the course. It's not going to be easy. You have to understand what you're doing, right? You have to have confidence in what you're doing. If you don't have confidence in this type of volatility, you're going to get kicked off. You're going to sell out at the wrong time. What I try to tell people is to get educated about this market. Do your homework. Understand like I do. I'm so confident about it. I've been confident for many, many years. Gold keeps going higher and higher. It will continue to do so. Nothing's going to stop that in the longer term. Sure, governments tamper with everything. They're going to tamper with the metals markets from time to time. They have a short-term influence to the downside. Doesn't matter. Gold and silver will pop right back up and make new highs. That's coming as sure as death and taxes. So as that happens, sooner or later, the value of the mining stocks, the quality companies that have the real assets in the ground or in production who are producing this stuff, investors somewhere are going to figure this out, and they're going to come running into this sector at some point, which will turn the fortunes for the juniors in a big way.
Well, I think what's interesting, you know, is you're seeing ads in the daily papers now. You're seeing ads in all the magazines. You're seeing ads on television, you know, buy gold, et cetera, et cetera. So the general public, you know, those ads aren't there because the advertisers just want to throw money away. Those ads are there because they know that there's an audience for that right now. Well, the logical next step, at least in my mind, Greg, is that people will then diversify to an extent by going into the mining stocks.
Right. There's a gigantic retail sector out there that could come into the market. What's always been a boon to our market, you know, up to this point, the last 10 years, has been the big funds, the big hedge fund money,
right.
Index funds. When those people come into our market, they come in big. And, you know, they buy big, but they also sell big. And that's why our market's always volatile, because that big money comes and goes. They're very fickle. It would be nice to bring in a new group of retail investors, and I think that day is coming. We're not there yet.
You know, I think you're right. I think that day is coming, and I am surprised, quite frankly, that day hasn't arrived already. The companies that I'm invested in anyway, and don't take this as investment advice, you guys, because it's not. I am not an investment advisor, neither is Greg. But the companies that I am personally invested in, you couldn't get sounder fundamentals. And I, after 30 years, I know a little bit about fundamentals.
And some of them are trading for cash right now. So
Or less,
right?
It's amazing, yeah.
So that's a good value. That value, usually when you see a situation like that, it always works itself out. So as an investor, you buy when there's blood in the streets, the news is bad. This is the essence of being a contrarian investor. This is how you make the most money as an investor.
No question.
Buy low and sell high. But you have to be willing to buy when the news is bad. And that's hard for most people to do.
It's hard for most people to do, but those of us who've been around the block a couple of times will do it. What's your time frame for a rebound in the mining stocks?
You know, it's hard to say because there's so much going on. Right now, the U.S. government and through the Federal Reserve is trying to reflate itself again, reflate the world economy, the global economy, with a QE3 event now. QE3, creating money out of thin air, electronically pumping it into the system, hoping for a different result. Well, what drove gold prices to 1929 and silver to 49.50 in this last run-up earlier this year was the combination of a QE2 happening and the problems in Europe.
I'm with you.
Now we have QE3 and problems in Europe still coming.
And soon to have more problems in the United States.
That's right. So what do you think is going to happen? Gold and silver prices are going to run up. And at some point, as banks start having problems, there's probably going to be some rogue events that governments can't stop from coming, right? They can put Band-Aids on all these other financial problems and kick the can down the road another few weeks, few months, whatever. But we're getting to the point where we've gotten to the dead-end alley, and there's no place to kick the can anymore. And this is where this big fundamental change is going to happen, and you're going to have people flock into anything related to precious metals, stocks, physical, ETFs,
whatever. I agree 100%. I don't really think there's any question about that, actually. And, you know, timing might be off, but I made a couple of predictions on the record just recently. 2 weeks ago, I said that I felt that gold was going to go gold. And I didn't mention silver, but I said I feel that gold will be in a general uptrend. Okay, and we've had our hiccups since then, up and down. But the fact of the matter is, if you look at the price of gold 2.5 weeks ago compared to the price of gold today, we're higher today than we were then, in spite of the gyrations that are going on in the market. Last comment. We've got about 30 seconds left here. In terms of silver, Clive Mond is saying $20 an ounce. I violently disagree with that. What do you think?
I think in the short term, it's very possible because you have government tampering.
Okay.
The government is tampering with the markets in a big way. It's totally corrupt and illegal behavior, but they do that. Regardless of this, my statement has been over the last couple of years, we're coming to a point where we're going to see extreme volatility in the precious metals. You might see extreme volatility to $20, but then you'll see 3 months later it's at $60. So this volatility is going to be part of our market from here on forward.
Yeah, I would agree. It's a very interesting time. There are so many people involved in the pricing structure. You really don't know which way to turn. Hey, if you want more information about Greg's newsletter, The Mining Speculator, click on the banner, Greg. It's right on our homepage. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Le Cig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, in answering a lot of your questions on our blog, and I appreciate those comments coming in, we're up to, boy, about 100 a day now, and it's really fun to communicate with you guys. But I want to tell you, one of the companies that we do get a fair amount of inquiries about is a company called Orex. Now, I announced close to a year ago, I guess it was, Gary, that I had purchased stock in Orex, did part of their private placement, gave them a bunch of money. For me, maybe not for you, but for me. And the stock is down right now from where it was, but what's new? All the stocks are down right now a lot. I have a lot of faith in Orex for a couple of reasons. One of them is the company's president, Gary Cope, who's with me right now, and also the company's vice president of exploration, Ben Whiting. Both of these guys are incredibly competent. Ben has got a pedigree in terms of the technical end of the business that's a mile long, and Gary, in terms of an entrepreneur, financier, et cetera, is second to none. Let's talk about what you guys are doing. Kind of first of all, if you could start out, either one, doesn't matter. What exactly, if you were to tell somebody in 1 minute what Orex was all about, what would you say?
What I'd say is that we're explorers. That's mm-hmm. our strength, is that we go out and we explore for precious metal deposits, gold and silver. And if you're in North America, the number one area for exploring for gold and silver is Mexico. It's produced more silver than anywhere else in the world. That's our focus, is Mexico for the North American area. And if you are looking at the European region, The number one metals producer for precious metals is Sweden. Most people don't think about Sweden from a mining perspective, but it really is a cornucopia of deposits. Companies like Boliden and Lundin Mining got their start in Sweden. We're in the same trend as the start of Boliden. It's in the Skellefteå mineral trend in northern Sweden. And we have a gold deposit there that just topped the 1 million ounces of gold. We have a joint venture in Mexico with the biggest silver mining company in the world, which is Fresnillo. That's on our Kineto project. So our Barcelona in Sweden, our Kineto in Mexico gives us two stable mining jurisdictions for exploring for gold and silver.
Gary, switching back to Sweden just for a second, and Ben, I'm glad you brought that up, and I appreciate it. But you got involved over in Sweden, if I'm not mistaken, less than a year ago. And I remember that you and I were discussing the prospects for the company, and you were very, very bullish on the situation in Sweden. How do you feel now?
The same way, Al. I mean, we are very, very bullish, and even probably more bullish than when we first talked, due to some results we've got from our airborne and ground geophysics, which has shown a multitude of new targets that we didn't know existed. So, you know, at the time we talked before, we were pretty excited about the existing known gold deposit, which, as Ben said, has over a million ounces of 43-101 and fully permitted for mining, which is huge. I mean, because that's the first question we get asked in Sweden is, yeah, you got some ounces, but are they ever going to let you mine it? Well, it's already permitted for mining, and we've got a 25-year life on that permit. So, we're as excited as we ever been. You know, the stock's trading at 55 down like everybody else. But the nice thing about Orex's stock is that there's some value in the ground already there that exceeds where we're trading at. So we're just getting underway. We're going to be drilling here in the next 2 to 3 weeks, start our drilling program, and we think that'll just continue on the same way it did at Orco.
You know, one thing I want to say here, and then I've got a question for Ben about the situation in Mexico, but one thing I want to say is, the past couple of weeks, you know, my advice on our blog has been keep your powder dry. You don't want to sell anything right now unless you really desperately need the money. And the reason I say that is because, you know, most of the companies, most of the junior mining companies are off as much as 50-60%. Now, fortunately, Orex is not. Orex is off a little bit, but it sure as heck isn't 50% or thereabouts. With the future that this company has, it strikes me, and don't take this as being investment advice because it's not, because I'm not a registered investment advisor, but it just strikes me with the fundamentals, it makes a lot of sense. Ben, what are you guys going to be doing in Mexico this year?
In Mexico, with our joint ventures with Fresnillo, is setting up for a new phase of diamond drilling. And Kineto is not in the troubled area of Mexico. You think of more in the steep mountain barrancas is where more of the difficulty is that have been in the news. The project of Kineto is in the Mesa Central, the central plateau lands that host some of the greatest silver deposits in the world. But it's generally open terrain, so you can drive right to the project, and you can see what's happening in an area. So we're feeling much more comfortable than many companies are in working in Mexico. But diamond drilling with Fresnillo on both resource evaluation and exploring some of the new veins is the key for that project.
I'll tell you what's really interesting. You bring up Mexico, and about a year ago, Gary, I'm sure you remember this, but we were very, very interested in talking with mining executives like yourself on the record about the situation in Mexico, and Gary was the only person who stepped up to the plate and said, yep, it's important to discuss that. It's important that your listeners are aware exactly what the situation is in Mexico. And I applaud you for doing that, as did our listeners. Now, you guys aren't having any trouble, though.
Well, I mean,
per se, you know.
When you say we aren't having any trouble, we've had a few minor incidents. Nothing, thank God, nobody in our staff or crew have been hurt or anything else. But you have to be very careful, and you have to do business differently from when we started in Mexico. I mean, we now are very careful not to have single people driving on the roads at night. We want everybody in pairs or more, and traveling in daytime. And it's just prudent right now, Al. There's a lot of kidnapping going on. There's a lot of armed robberies going on at night, stopping cars on the road, taking people's trucks. You know, it's just prudent way to do business there now.
I mean, why would you do it any differently? To me, it just doesn't make any sense. But in terms of, now, Ben, you've worked in Mexico for a lot of years. And I'm not trying to take the spotlight off of Gary here because he has too. But you've been down there, boots on the ground, for an awful lot of years. And I think what's going on right now may not be, it's not different than it was, let's say, 10, 15 years ago would be a gross misunderstatement. But I don't, from everyone I've talked with, it's not a bad place to be in our business.
I have spent a lot of time there, and within projects like ours, it really takes a team. Gary's work makes my work possible.
Right.
I do spend more time on the ground in Mexico, but without the team that we have behind us, getting the finances in order, getting the technical consulting, and presenting the story to the investors and to the news, like this show indeed, without that part, I couldn't do my job. And I would also like to acknowledge the good people we have in Mexico.
You've got a great team, so, Ben. Yeah,
that's right.
I mean, a great team. We were fortunate enough to meet a lot of these people at your wedding about a year ago.
Yeah.
And some very, very great people. My personal opinion, I continue to stay invested in probably a half a dozen companies in Mexico. And one of my largest holdings, in the interest of full disclosure, is Orex. Now, Orex is also a sponsor on our website. What does that mean? Any information that you want to get on this company, all you have to do is click on their banner, and boom, there it is, as is their sister company, Orco. Now, having said that, it sounds to me like there should be a lot of optimism for your situation in Sweden, and from what I'm hearing you say about Mexico, full steam ahead.
It's certainly what I'm looking forward to. Kineto itself is a project that has over 40 veins that are ready for exploration drilling. So we know we have the targets. We just need to spend money, and our joint venture partner is bringing that money in the deal that they'll set up. Is a $2 million per year for the next 3 years is what the exploration is, and they will be providing that part of the money. We've provided the claims.
What's wrong with that picture? Absolutely nothing. Don't construe this as being investment advice. Neither Ben nor Gary nor myself are investment advisors. I appreciate them taking some time to visit with us. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Jack Crooks from Weiss Research. We're going to talk currencies.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the conclusion of the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I have Jack Crooks with me right now. Jack is a currency expert, and we're going to pick his brain, I guess I should say, a little bit about how he thinks the situation in Europe is going to unravel over the next weeks and months. I'm not very optimistic, Jack. I know we've got a big meeting going on next week, but you know, earlier in the week, Moody's gave some fairly stern warnings to France, to the French banks. The euro earlier in the week on Tuesday specifically went down significantly in value as opposed to the U.S. dollar. But then at the end of the day, as you brought out when we were talking, the euro was basically flat. I think there's so much confusion out there right now that nobody really knows much of anything other than Europe is in big trouble. Comments?
Yeah, they are in big trouble. That is the summary. And you're right. A lot of people are seeing this meeting as really some type of savior. But yet they have to do is look back and see how many of these types of band-aids they continue to put on this system. You know, I refer to it as the single currency experiment. I ultimately think it will come unraveled. They may have the ability to stave it off a bit, but it's a real problem, and I don't see any of these near-term financial solutions getting to the core problem, which is the periphery countries don't have the ability to create enough wealth to pay back the debt that they're being heaped on them, and it's really that simple.
Well, the thing that bothers me, and it bothers me a lot, is the fact that I simply don't see any conventional way out of the problem, either in Europe. I mean, you've got three or four major countries over there that literally are in solvent. You know, when you look at Greece, you look at Italy, certainly Ireland, Portugal, Spain. I mean, it is a terrible, terrible situation. And now, you know, there are some real concerns also about France, and interestingly enough, also about Germany. I mean, I'm not really sure how they're going to get out of that.
No, I think you've summed it up quite well. I mean, they are in a very, very nasty box. Even if they let so-called leverage up this stabilization fund and add more money to it, you've nailed it. You've nailed all the countries. that have so much outstanding debt, they can't cover that if that becomes a problem. And in the background, we not only have the Eurozone itself, you know, slipping deeper into recession and depression in some of those countries, we have the U.S. demand falling again, and we have China demand starting to slow, which has been a big factor to keep Germany in the game. So that if that goes away, it just is just another problem pressing down all across this whole Eurozone.
Well, the million-dollar question is, you know, we try on this particular program to provide solutions for people where they can do what I think is the most important thing in the world, and that is, you know, protect yourselves and your family because nobody else is going to do it. In the currency segment, how do they do that, Jack?
It's a great question, Alan. It's a very difficult problem. The dollar ultimately will likely rally in some type of systemic situation where there's a problem in Europe because people will have to hide into the U.S. treasuries, not because they like the dollar. But even after that, the dollar has really been trading very much like a junk currency. So the concern is, well, the dollar maybe gets a bounce and maybe it comes back, you know. So it's a tough one there. No doubt the Asian currencies would get hit on a systemic event also. So I see near term, if you think that this is going to be a problem, ultimately the dollar is probably a place to hide. But going forward, it's really a tough question because it's kind of a race to the bottom as every country seems to try and want to devalue because global demand isn't there. So in that type of environment, it's really a crapshoot in the currency world.
Where would you go?
The dollar really would where I would be in short-term dollar deposits. I mean, you could go in something like Norwegian krone and things like that, but even they will get hit, and they tend to be moving with the euro despite the fact that they're much different economies. So I think the dollar really is the safe haven play in this, and I know that sounds odd, but I do think it is short-term treasury, something like that.
I'm looking at my chart right here, and in relationship to the Brazilian currency, the Canadian currency, and a couple of the others, I'm seeing the dollar is down, but for the most part, in terms of other currencies, the dollar is still very strong. I guess the question that I have is, the dollar appears to be the best of the worst. I mean, would you agree with that?
At the moment, yes. In this point in time, correct.
Yeah. So how do you feel about perhaps people diversifying in areas like precious metals?
Well, I think it's a possibility. I mean, we saw the dollar and gold move in the same direction for a while during the credit crunch. I think you'll probably see a contingent of people globally that say, I want nothing to do with the dollar. I'm going to own metals here. So you'll get a dual flow and some type of correlation in the same direction. Over time, who knows? I mean, if gold continues to play the safe haven, one could say it really is the only real hiding place in the world. And if that becomes solidified in everybody's mind, you know, who knows? Another major leg up in gold is viable. I just don't know how to make that call at the moment.
You know, there's an awful lot of insecurity out there, for lack of better terms, and insecurity typically breeds confusion. And I think that's a very, very large part about what's going on right now, although I went on record about 2 weeks ago as saying I think the general trend, with the obvious hiccups that always occur, I think the general trend in the metals prices is going to be certainly increasing. And so far I've been fortunate. I've been correct on that one. But, you know, one thing that I wonder about, and I can't think of anyone better than yourself to opine on this subject, is let's talk about the future viability of the euro.
It's an open question, and I think we're going to find out very, very soon, because I believe that Greece will default. I think there's no other choice. And I think the reaction by the market on a Greek default will tell us a lot. If they're able to shore up Greece, then they can extend this game a bit. But I'm of the belief that if Greece goes, then we start to see really the contagion into the other areas you defined, Portugal, Italy, and Spain. And if that's the case, I think it could come apart quite easily. I don't buy the idea that, you know, they'll recreate a northern euro, because I'm sure those people that are tied to the euro now, we're saying, you know, let's get out of this thing some way, you know, behind closed doors. Of course, they're not saying it in public, but it's turned into quite a mess and quite a straitjacket for a lot of different policy situations in these countries.
Do you think that Mrs. Merkel is right in her assessment of the fact that Germany simply cannot continue to play, you know, the major bailout party? What do you think about that one?
She's exactly right. You know, Germany is going to run out of out of their taxpayers' money to spend pretty soon. And they're, and I think I, last thing I saw was 70% of the Germans are now against putting any more money towards saving this euro per se. That's a pretty hefty margin. She destroys herself politically if she continues to commit to this, and I think that's why you saw just recently that the German finance minister said, hey, wait a minute, we need more people to give here, you know, on this Greek debt situation. We can't continue to do this alone. And that goes to the point that they're seeing industrial production fall in the background, and they're seeing their sentiment, business and consumer sentiment, really fall off the table. So they're very concerned, and they like I said, they don't have enough money to continue to play this game.
Well, they really don't, and I guess the question is, what role does the United States play in this? I mean, sure, we have an unlimited supply of money because all we, you know, all the Fed has to do is continue to print, et cetera. But, I mean, how long can that go on?
That's kind of an unfortunate part. We're already seeing signs that the IMF, which is, you know, the U.S. is the big contributor there, is ponying up more towards this. And I think most people that step back from this and try and get out of the politics can say, they've been throwing good money after bad here. But you're right. We may have a situation where the IMF throws a lot more money than we want. They've done it before, saving other morbid banks in the U.S. and things like that. So it wouldn't be a surprise to see them commit more here. Ultimately, I think it's just a waste of money.
It's a waste of money, but then the interesting question is, what's the alternative?
Well, I think the alternative is ultimately that we have to let the market wash this stuff out. You know, they had a false situation for many years. These countries borrowed at German interest rates. They have a false system. These countries cannot create wealth inside this straitjacket of the euro single currency. So I think it just has to come apart, and these countries have to go back to their own currencies.
That's an interesting statement. I think that is ultimately going to happen, but I don't think it's going to happen without a whole bunch of kicking and screaming. You know, it's interesting. I was talking earlier in the week with a friend of mine about the future, you know, our views on the future of the global economy. And I have to tell you, neither one of us, and we, you know, we've both got some pretty good educations, and we both have some pretty good experience in the financial sector of 30 or better years, and neither one of us are particularly optimistic at this point in time. Are you?
Not at all. Not at all. I'm quite pessimistic. I see global deflation really pressing down, and I think that the next big shoe to drop is China, so that has me very concerned.
Earlier in the week, you know, one of the headlines was slowest growth rate for China in 2 years. Well, 2 years does not a trend necessarily make, but that is an interesting comment. Jack, tell listeners how they can learn more about you.
They can just go to moneyandmarkets.com. I write a weekly column there for Waste Research, and I also edit a Global Forex Alert and a World Currency Trader, two services for Waste Research.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.